few months ago, I was talking on the phone with my mom, and I was telling her about what I'd been up to. And I mentioned that I was playing games with some friends, and that I didn't leave their house until 2 in the morning when I finally said I'd better head home if I don't want to be exhausted for work the next day. And she responded, "I know." And I was confused. I know. What did that mean? Thanks for joining me. I'm Alyssa Rote, and this is Big Pond, Little Fish. Making your own way in the world may feel like you're a very small fish in a very big, confusing pond. How do you honor God and pursue your calling while navigating the waters of life in your 20s? On this podcast, we're exploring life, career, family, friends, and calling from the perspective of a young Christian fish trying to make a splash in the world's big pond. So welcome to Episode 3, Old Fish, New Fish, Adult Relationships with Parents. You're an adult, but they're still your family. How does honor your father and mother play out when you're no longer a child? Whether you're living at home, down the street, or across the world, how do you balance childhood influences, respecting your parents and older family members while making your own decisions, and being attentive while pursuing your own calling? So as I mentioned earlier, when I had been telling my mom I'd been playing games with some friends and didn't leave their house until 2 in the morning, she responded, "I know." So when I asked her what she meant, she told me, "I knew you were going over there, so I tracked your phone to make sure you got home safely." Listen, I told her that days before, and my mother lived on the other side of the country, and yet she still worried about adult me hanging out with friends and getting home safely, enough to watch until almost midnight in her time zone to make sure I got home safe. I think this just goes to show becoming an adult doesn't mean your relationship with your parents is over. I don't know what your relationship with your parents is. Maybe you still live with them, maybe you haven't seen them in months or years, or maybe you visit them on the weekends. Maybe your parents were strong Christians. Maybe they aren't believers at all. I've talked with friends with all sorts of backgrounds and parental relationships, and while preparing for this podcast, I reached out to them to chat. And whether you live with parents, grandparents, or whoever your guardian was, there are a few common themes that came through. The most important theme? Being an adult doesn't mean your family is now out of your life, and that can be weird to navigate. You've obeyed these people and been taken care of by these people for years, and suddenly you're your own person, or at least legally. But then the problems start, or more likely continue. Maybe they disapprove of your choices, or your career path, or your significant other. Maybe they give too much advice, or maybe you wish they'd given you a little more guidance. It might be tempting to just cut them off, but the Bible says to honor your father and mother. So how do you do that? How long does that last? Do we have to biblically obey our parents forever? So let's talk about all that. When we moved in together last fall, my roommate and I had several talks about cleaning. Basically, I had certain ideas of how often things needed to be cleaned, and they didn't fit her ideas at all. So, because we're both ridiculous and very silly, part of the conversation devolved into her claiming that there was no dust, then me running around the apartment, running my finger over surfaces and yelling, "Dust! Dust!" while she went behind me saying, "I see no dust," until we were both laughing hysterically. So we had a good conversation after that about how our parents and our upbringings influenced our habits on little things like dusting, vacuuming, and the unforgivable sin of leaving dirty pots and pans on the stove. Okay, I'm trying to get over that one. I'm getting there. Anyway, our upbringing affects us, whether we realize it or not. That can be good, bad, or indifferent, but we do owe a lot of who we are to whoever raised us. Parents are just humans too, after all. So I think that brings us to our first point. Biblically, we're supposed to treat all human beings well. Whether you want to point to love your neighbor as yourself in Matthew 22:37-39, which is one of the two greatest commandments, or you want to look at the do unto others passage of Matthew 7:12, we're called to love and respect all human beings, which includes our parents. So before we go too far down the route of when do I have to listen to my parents, let's just establish that we can't be mean or rude to them just because they're our parents. Once we've established this, I do think it's important to look at honoring versus obeying. Sometimes as Christians, I think we look at passages like honor your father and mother, like in Exodus 20:12, and assume this means that we have to do what our parents say. But honoring and obeying are two different things. In the few places I found in the Bible where children are exhorted to obey their parents, like in Ephesians 6:1 in Paul's passage on submitting to one another in Christ, the implication is that these are rules for a Christian household. So when Paul says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord," he's most likely talking to kids, not adult children. So let's look at honor. The word honor here, and the one that's found in the Ten Commandments, is kabed, which means to give weight. If you give weight to something, you're ascribing value to it. So when the Bible says to honor our parents, the implication is that we're to consider them important and take their advice and wishes into deep consideration. This doesn't necessarily mean obedience. In this case, rather than blind obedience, we're treating our parents with respect. So with the general commands of loving and respecting others, and then the special command to respect our parents, we are to hold them in high regard, which may or may not involve complying with their wishes. So what does it mean to honor our parents, even when we're adults and don't necessarily have to obey them?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Whether we think our parents are good parents or not, I personally think mine are pretty great, but I know that often isn't the case, I think there are three main things we need to consider. First, clear communication and boundaries. Second, seeing our parents as people. And third, recognizing unhealthy situations. So let's start with those boundaries and communication. Maybe you're still living with your parents. I graduated college early, so I spent an entire 8 months living with my parents while solidifying myself financially, waiting for potential roommates to graduate, and just figuring out where I wanted to live. And that was really wonderful and generous of my parents to do, but it was also really strange being an adult with an adult job and adult money living in my childhood bedroom. The goals and expectations were clear from the beginning. My parents said that I could spend an entire year with them if I wanted to while building my publishing career, since writing doesn't start off very lucrative. So there was a timeline. I wasn't expected to pay rent, so there were the financial expectations. And I could, in theory, have friends over if I wanted to, as long as there was advance warning. I didn't really have any friends in my hometown at that point, so it was a moot point. But most things we actually didn't communicate about. I took up my old chores from my teenage years, I helped take care of the pets, I kept my own sleep schedule, but I was quiet when others were sleeping, and if I was going to have a virtual meeting or a conference, I let everyone know ahead of time. So all that to say, these are things to talk about with parents. What are the timeline expectations, financial expectations, what about chores, schedules, guests? As an adult child, your relationship with your parents becomes more of a roommate relationship than a child-caregiver relationship. You may not like some of their expectations, but at the end of the day, they're your landlord. Here at my apartment, I think it's silly that I can only have two pets, but those are the rules to live here, and if it was a deal breaker for me, I could live somewhere else. But you also have boundaries. You are an adult. I reiterated to my mom, if the door is closed, knock before opening, over and over. But I don't think it quite struck home until I was teaching an online conference class and she threw my door open to let all four dogs say hello to me, causing a ruckus in front of my attendees. So what are your boundaries? Talk about them and ask your parents about their boundaries too. Instead of becoming an accusatory conversation, you can let it be a give and take and listen to what they say about their own boundaries and expectations while you share yours. So that kind of leads into the next part of seeing our parents as people. Whether you grew up seeing your parents as perfect or just hating them as a teenager, it's important to remember that they are people first, parents second. Being family isn't an excuse for being more rude or having higher standards than you would for other people. I have to ask myself, would it annoy me if a friend did or said this? Where are my parents coming from? Why did they say that? Are they actually upset with me or is something else going on? How can I be there for them, too? When your parents do mess up, whether they're willing to admit it or not, we have to be willing to look at things from their perspective and offer grace and forgiveness. However, that leads us into point three, which is recognizing unhealthy or toxic relationships. We are supposed to treat all people with love, yes, and we are to honor our mother and father. However, we are not instructed to blindly obey them, and sometimes our parents cross lines. I think this brings us back to earlier, where we were talking about how we are to treat people in general. If parents are mean, toxic, or abusive, I don't think it's okay to give them a free pass because they're family. When Paul talks about obeying parents in Ephesians, he also says in Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Matthew 18:15-17 gives some guidelines for addressing issues between Christians. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. So in other words, have discussions and establish boundaries. But what if your parents aren't Christians? Or what if they still treat you poorly? And I'm not talking about having differing opinions or just being irritating. I'm talking about actively bringing you psychological, physical, or other kinds of harm. Sometimes it gets to the point where a good relationship just isn't possible right now. So with prayer, with advice from trusted mentors or pastors, you may come to the conclusion that for your own health, safety, or sanity, you need to distance yourself from your parents or cut ties entirely. And though that may feel crazy or horrible, you don't have to put up with abuse just because someone is family. We're to honor our parents, not blindly submit to them. Forgiveness is important. You don't want to hold a grudge in your heart, but it doesn't mean you should stay in the relationship. You can even leave the door open to a relationship if they're willing to change, but your parents don't define you. Honor goes both ways, and our parents are also supposed to treat us with respect as fellow human beings. Becoming an adult is a transition for ourselves as well as our parents. They're used to you as a child, and it may be hard to adjust to treating you as a fellow adult. So give your parents some understanding and grace as they adjust to this new normal with you. And as we remember to honor and respect our parents both as human beings and as elders, we are also not required to comply with their wishes. When you're feeling unsure, the best thing we can do are pray, study the Word, and talk with Christian mentors or pastors. Life is messy, so let the Lord lead the way. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll tune in for episode 4, Sharing a Fishbowl, Roommate Relations. And if you want to connect with me, check out alyssawrote.com, alyssawrote.com. or check me out on Twitter, Insta, or Facebook at Alyssa Wrote, AlyssaWrote. I look forward to hearing from you.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.